Senator John Fetterman arrives at inauguration in hoodie and shorts. By Hannah Knudsen on January 20, 2025. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, arrived at the inauguration Monday in his classic fit. A hoodie and shorts, despite the freezing temperatures in the nation's capital. All eyes were therefore not just on Melania Trump's stunning outfit. Fetterman happily showed off gray shorts and a black Carhartt hoodie for this momentous occasion of the swearing-in of President-elect Trump for his second term. The fashion choice comes as D.C. fights freezing temperatures, with a high of 28 degrees and wind chills even lower. Because of that, the swearing-in ceremony has been moved to inside the Capitol Rotunda. Trump made this announcement in a January 17 Truth Social post. January 20 cannot come fast enough. Everybody, even those that initially opposed a victory by President Donald J. Trump and the Trump administration, just want it to happen. It is my obligation to protect the people of our country, but before we even begin, we have to think of the inauguration itself. The weather forecast for Washington, D.C., with the wind chill factor, could take temperatures into severe record lows. There is an Arctic blast sweeping the country. I don't want to see people hurt or injured in any way. It is dangerous conditions for the tens of thousands of law enforcement, first responders, police K-9s and even horses, and hundreds of thousands of supporters that will be outside for many hours on the 20th. In any event, if you decide to come, dress warmly. Therefore, I have ordered the inauguration address, in addition to prayers and other speeches, to be delivered in the United States Capitol Rotunda, as was used by Ronald Reagan in 1985. Also because of very cold weather. The various dignitaries and guests will be brought into the Capitol. This will be a very beautiful experience for all, and especially for the large TV audience. We will open Capitol One Arena on Monday for live viewing of this historic event, and to host the presidential parade. I will join the crowd at Capitol One, after my swearing in, Trump added, noting that all other events will remain the same. Fetterman met with Trump last week. And Trump described it as a fascinating meeting. As Breitbart News reported, The Examiner reported that Fetterman and Trump discussed various topics in the hour-long sit-down, ranging from the border to how tariffs could benefit U.S. steel. They're going to make people that have steel mills do very well, and the people that work at those steel mills are going to do very well, Trump said. In a statement to CBS News on Thursday ahead of the meeting, Fetterman, who has repeatedly demonstrated he is unafraid to think outside the mainstream of the Democrat Party, declared that he had no gatekeeper. He's a common-sense person, Trump said of the senator. He's not liberal or conservative. He's just a common-sense person, which is beautiful.